My husband and I moved in here 3 years ago, and my husband has since passed away in the first year of moving. But we have had three different owners in this property. It is a hedge fund group, and I've gone through three different owners. Never met any of them. Just a call to tell you they are now the new owners. They need your IBAN number to make sure their rent goes into the, you know, into the coffers. And we was fine. We all went along okay. And then suddenly I got this letter about 5 weeks ago, all very legal and above board and all correct, telling me that comparing my house rent to other houses in Clare, that my rent was way below the market rental prices. And they were increasing the rent by 150 euros, which was a 23%, from 650 to 800.
This type of an increase, it's very hard to manage.
That's what I'm worried about, because, I mean, on behalf of vulnerable people like myself who are alone, widows are on a fixed income, where is this going to stop? Where will we happen in 2 years' time if they increase the rent again? We won't be able to stay in this house. I know I won't anyway.
So you could actually face being out on your ear if
I could at the age of 76 years of age, yes.
I mean, it's quite a prospect that you feel you have no rights or no protection in terms of the increases that you could be faced with.
I feel everything, all this contract that I have in front of me here now, Rebecca, is in favour of the landlord, not the renter. I jokingly said to a friend when I read through it, are you sure they even want me to move in? Just pay the rent and don't move in. Because there were so many rights, you know, things that you can't do this, etc., etc. It was funny. It was quite funny. The rights for the tenant are not there. There's very few of them.
And
I'm sure they get some very, very nasty tenants and problems with tenants. But there are those like myself who are very good tenants who take care of the property and are very proud to live in it, you know.
But for yourself, this is the property that you moved into with your husband. He's unfortunately since passed. It's the house that you lived with him in. It's the house where, you know, your neighbours are there and you've become friends with them. And now,
couldn't have nicer neighbours.
Exactly. But potentially down the road, if a similar increase were to happen, you may have to say goodbye to all of that.
That is true. And I don't know how long the cap will be on the rents, if it ever comes. I mean, I know that our Minister for Housing, Darragh O'Brien, has promised rent freeze to stop 8% hikes. And I laughed at that 8%. I got a 23%.
You see, the problem here in Clare is that we are not, no part of this county is a rent pressure zone. So in instances like yourself, if landlords can provide proof of similar rates for houses in your area, they're
That's
entitled
right.
every 2 years to increase the rent. So
That's right.
other people, I expect many would be facing a similar situation.
They sent me, Rebecca, they sent me a picture of three comparable houses, they said, to mine, which were up near Lahinch and places of there. Mm-hmm. And each house was furnished.
And yours
and mine
isn't?
Not. Mine was, I brought my own furniture. And so there was one mark against them, you know. And they were bigger houses. And I sent pictures of them to my son, who was in Canada. And he said, Shemami, these are not comparable to your house at all. You, first of all, yours is not furnished. They don't have four bedrooms.
So
you know, et cetera, et cetera.
You felt it was an unfair comparison then?
Oh, I totally did. And I rang them, but I couldn't get through to them, to speak to them. I couldn't get, oh, they're not in the office. They're not there. It's very difficult to get through to anyone to speak to.
So you're faced with paying the rent increase then?
I am arguing it. My son is going to write a letter. He's a lawyer in Canada. Not that he has any jurisdiction here, but he's going to write me a letter to send to them asking for a reprieve or maybe a lesser rent increase of, what about the 8% even? If you gave me the 8%, I'd be a very happy lady.
Mm. So
but
you,
at 23%, I can't fathom that out at all.
Would you be in favour then of, even if it was a rent pressure zone, I know they're overhauling that system at the moment where areas are capped at 4%. Even if it was that 8%, you feel there should be some sort of protection for renters in Clare in terms of increases?
Totally. I can't understand why Clare doesn't have a rent freeze on it or a cap on it, as you said. I don't understand why we're not involved in that. Why are we not?
Agnes, you had mentioned that your son is living in Canada. I believe
yes.
You yourself had lived in Canada for quite some time. How does the system in Canada compared to what it's like for renters over here?
Rebecca, there's no comparison. Our government has provided for renters. We're treated with more respect than we are here. And there is a cap on rents. I lived in a rented four-bedroom house for 25 years. And management team lived on board in the property and were there for your repairs. The rent increase was 2% every year. And some years you didn't get one. If they didn't do repairs, they can't justify upping the rent.
So a vastly different system.
Totally. I find our country has become very greedy, and older people like myself are vulnerable because we find it difficult to fight our case, you know? And who do we go to? I did ring Michael McNamara's office, spoke to a lovely girl there who mentioned the same thing. Oh, all the rents now are going up to 800. But did they all get a 23% rent increase?
See, this
if they did it over so many years, you could justify it. But one just lump sum of €150 rent increase.
As you said, people being left very vulnerable, would you be worried that others are in your position, so other people who have retired or perhaps widowed don't have a
yes.
second pension to contribute towards rent in this county? Would you be worried that there are perhaps many other people in the same situation as yourself?
I'm very concerned about people who are vulnerable of my age and on fixed incomes, living alone, and even a couple, an older couple, renting a house, who are on fixed incomes. How are they going to afford these massive rent increases?
So what would you like to see change, Agnes? What would you be calling?
I'd like to see a cap on the rents in county, all over Ireland. All over Ireland. I'd like to see Dara O'Brien putting his answers, all the talk about capping the rent, freezing the rent to the 8% hike, he's never come through. So I find I'm very disappointed. I must say that now, Rebecca. I'm very disappointed in the lack of control on these homeowners who are renting to vulnerable people.